Yesterday, I was talking about photography as an extreme sport. And today's topic is sort of related to that. I'm going to title this one, Photography as Fantasy. There's no question that the most popular type of landscape that we see, not just today, but throughout the history of photography, in fact, is what would have to be called romanticism. Think of it this way. We tend to make the ideal in our photographs rather than what's actually there. The classic example is there's a little bit of litter in front of you in the landscape, and you frame that out so that no one sees the litter. Or if there's a telephone pole in a landscape, we tend to not want to have that because that spoils the pristine, idealized, romanticized landscape. Nothing wrong with those kinds of landscapes, but they kind of remind me of dessert in the sense that, you know, from time to time, having a little dessert is nice. But dessert as a constant diet, pretty soon you get sick of all that sweetness. And get out of here. That's what happens when you come out into nature to do these recordings. Pretty soon after you've had dessert after dessert after dessert after dessert, you just get sick of all that sweetness. You want something that's not so fluffy. It's not so dessert-like. And I think the same thing happens in photography. After I look at a whole bunch of photographs that are beautiful and fantastic colors and magnificent cloud, I find myself just saying, not another one. Sometimes we need to have a break. It doesn't mean that I think there's anything that I would avoid. If it's a beautiful landscape, I'm going to make a beautiful landscape. But somehow that can't be all that there is. Or, like I say, it becomes a little too much. This comes to mind because a number of photographers that I enjoy their work, I go to their websites and all I see is romanticized, idealized, overly vibrant. Ooh, little thunder. I hope you could hear that. Overly vibrance enhanced photographs. And they're okay for the first, 100 or 20 or 40, but when their entire website is nothing but that, I find I want to move on. So maybe the trick is as simple as variety being the spice of life.